Okay, today's Gemara is Avodah Zarah Chaf Ches, and we're at two lines from the bottom on Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Makish Mechalin Aleis HaShabbos, for any wound that a person would be Mechal Shabbos, it's due to that level of seriousness, Ein Misrapin Mehen, then you're not allowed to have a non-Jewish doctor treat you for this level of illness. Ve'igad Amri, some say, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Makish Shel Cholon, on the top of of any internal injury, a makas shel chol means the innards. So, amis rapin mehen, you're not allowed to have a non-Jewish doctor treat you for them. So, my benayhu, what's the nafkamina, depending on which version you learn in the Pshat Rabbi Yochanan's memra? So, ika benayhu, the nafkamina is like this: gav hayad v'gav haregel. If you would have an injury on the back of your hand or on the back of your foot, right? The Omer Rav Ada Bar Mas No Omer Rav Gav Hayad V'Gav HaRegel Harehen Kemakas Shel Cholo. So we have Rav Ada Bar Mas says that these are the types of injuries that are like an internal injury, and therefore Mechal Nale Esa Shabbos, you would be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for these types. Omer Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Omer Rav Kol Makas Shetzricha Omed, any type of injury that needs and a medical evaluation to determine whether or not this is a pikuach nefesh over here, if it's a life or death situation, in that case, mechal anala esa Shabbos. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for that. Omer Rav Shemen Bar Abba Omer Rav Yochanan, hi itis ishto tzimirto, this type of burning fever that a person would have, kimak shachol dami, it's the same thing as an internal injury, and therefore mechal anala esa Shabbos. There's discussion in the postgame as to what level, what degree of temperature a person would be in the category of a chola she yesh bo sakana. Meheichan makas shel cholo. So from what point of the body do we consider there to be an internal wound? So peirish b'ami min hasaf lifnim, from the lips and inward. Boy, Rabbi Eliezer. If you have affliction in your gums, that's the koche, or in your teeth, right? So what's the din, right? Now he speaks about keva da'akushe ninhu, since they're like on the firm parts of the body. Kimake devaroi domu, maybe it's like it's an external injury. Oh, Dilma, or maybe the other way of looking at it, again, Dilma, the English word dilemma comes from Dilma. Our dilemma is, maybe the other way of looking at it is true. Keve dagavoy kaimi, maybe because they're situated within the mouth, kemak shecholodom, maybe they're really more considered to be an internal. The first sab is that it was in, so that you have an affliction in your gums or in your teeth, is that to be external or internal? Again, maybe if it nafkamina could be Mechal Shabbos for it, right? So Amar Abaye, Tashma. We have a Mishnah in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Aleph Amdalf. HaChoshesh B'Shinav Lo Yigama Behen Es HaChoymetz. If a person has pain in their teeth, you're not allowed to sip vinegar through them on Shabbos, because we know there is a Isser Dirabonan of Refu on Shabbos. So the Diyag is like this. Choshesh hu delo. It's only if you're concerned about the pain in your teeth that you're not allowed to have sort of treatment. But if it was more than that, ha-ke'ev le-tuva, if it's a serious type of pain for the person, shapir domi, in that case, you'd be allowed to go get treatment. Someone says, no, maybe that's not a right, maybe it's not a good diak. Dilma tana hecha de-ke'ev le-tuva choshesh, namikroi le. Maybe this tana calls a situation where you're in a lot of pain anyway, that's also called choshesh according to him, so therefore you can't learn it out one way or the other. So we're now tries to bring a different proof. Again, we're trying to discover what's the status of these type of toothaches. So Tashma, Rabbi Yochanan chash betzafdino. So Rabbi Yochanan had this tzafdina. So the translation is scurvy. Scurvy is something that comes because of a deficiency in vitamin C. And scurvy, one of the some of the symptoms are there's a weakening of the gums, there's a loss of teeth, there's internal bleeding at times. So also legabe dahi matronisa. So Rabbi Yochanan went to this choshava lady who is known as a healer. Of the chamsha umale shabso, she prepared for him medicine on Thursday and Friday. Amr la lamachar mai. So So what am I going to do tomorrow? Meaning on Shabbos, I'm not going to come to get the medicine. So amale lo tzricha. You're not going to need it. You're not going to need it. But what if I do need it? What should I do? Meaning, how am I going to heal? So the Mefarshim point out the reason why Rabbi Yochanan wasn't going to go, he wasn't going to be mevatel the shir. He would be willing to suffer rather than to be mevatel his shirim that he's giving divrei Torah, right? So he says, "Itzrich namai." What if I do need it? What do I do? So Amara, she said like this: "Ishtabeli delo megales." If you take a shavua to me, you're not going to reveal the remedy. I'm going to tell you how to do it, then you can prepare for yourself if you should need it. So the Gemara says, ishtabala. So he took a shavua, and the Lashon was like this, le'elaha di Yisroel lo megalena. Right? To the God of the Jews, I'm not going to reveal it. And it's very precise as to why. So therefore, once she thinks that he's serious, she tells him the remedy. Galilei, she tells him the way that he can heal himself. Lamachar, so then the next day, Nafa Darsha Bepirka. He went out and gave this drasha publicly, meaning he told everybody the secret of the remedy. And everyone's asking, you know, the Mefarshim are saying, 1 second, he just gave a shavua. Isn't he concerned about this, right? Like, most of the asking, isn't he concerned about the Chil Hashem? So the Shas and Chuvas and the Chavas Yoyer, Samech Tes speaks out that since this information had the potential to save lives, then it was Heto Gama for him to teach it, even if he had to use an aroma to try to do it. The Gemara asked, 1 second, oh, Ishtabalah, how can you do this? Rabbi Yochanan took a shavu, he's not going to tell over her secret. So now the Gemara says, no, you have to look closely the precise wording of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Le'elaha di Yisroel lo megalena. Right? I'm not going to reveal it to the God of the Jews, Avala Ame Yisrael, but his people, to the Am Yisrael, the Yidin, the Galena, that I will reveal it to. So that's the dig. I mean, I'm not going to tell God about it. Okay, very nice. You made a cute little kuntz here, and you got out of it. But Lamaisa, it's a Chil Hashem. You gave your word. You weren't going to do something, and then you went ahead and did it, right? So the Galilo Meikara. No, really, he told her from the beginning. As soon as she told him what the remedy was, he explained to him that the way he worded it wasn't going to prevent him from publicizing it. So at this point in the Bavli, the discussion ends right here. And you know, what was her reaction? This, again, this Matroniso, what did she do after Rabbi Yochanan gave her a Shavua, made a Shavua that he wasn't going to do it, and he went down and taught it? So it's like this. In Yushalmi, in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, there's two different days. One opinion holds that this woman actually took her own life. Here she was trying to make herself into a chashuva person, and she's charging a lot of money in order for people to come and get the refuah through her, and now he put her out of business. It's not right to charge people for this, and he taught it publicly because of the greatness. That's one thing, she took her own life, and Lamaisa, it's understandable. The second opinion in the Yerushalmi is that she became a Gioris. She converted to Judaism because of this whole ma'aseh with Rabbi Yochanan. So at first glance, that's a little bit hard to understand. Why the fact that he gives a shavua, he's not going to do it, he does teach it, now wow, sign me up, I want to join the club, I want to become Jewish. So official Shachter explained that because you see, from here, she was trying to build herself up, trying to make herself into somebody at the expense of others. Here, Rabbi Yochanan, it wasn't even Pshat, they asked him, by the way, do you know this? And he said, well, I can't lie, I have to tell it over. He volunteered the information. He wanted to share this, he wanted to help others. And she was so impressed with the humility and the benevolence of Rabbi Yochanan. She says, look, here he had this, we'll call it the secret formula. He had the remedy, and he didn't keep it to himself. He wanted to share that goodness with others. He said, if that's what Yiddishkeit does, so sign me up. Okay, back to the Gemara. Alma kemakesha cholodamya. Lemaisa, again, the whole sugi, we're bringing this up here to see that it sounds like it's an internal type of energy, because you see that Rabbi Yochanan was able to prepare this on Shabbos. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, shiny tzavdina. No, there's a difference for tzavdina. It starts off in the mouth, but it ends up in your intestines. So since the disease was going to spread until it would affect a person's intestines, and then it would be considered an internal makashal cholol, right? Even while it's only in the mouth. So therefore, this whole ma'aseh with Yochanan can't bring a proof one way or another. So the ma'aseh, we're back to Rabbi Eliezer's, his boy is not yet resolved. My simone. So what's the symptoms of if you have this type of disease, right? Rami mide ba be kache umaisei dama mi be dori. So if you put an item in your in between your teeth, so then blood is going to flow out from them. Mi mai havi. So where does that come from, right? Mi kri re dechite. It comes from eating very cold wheat foods. Umechamime deshare, and from eating very hot barley foods. Umishiure kasa deharsana. And if you eat these types of salty fishes, karsa dehasana, food that's mentioned many times throughout Shas. Sumai avado le. So what do you do? What was the remedy that you got that Rav Chanan used? So amr ve'acha brei the Rava me seor v'shemen zayis umelach. It was like water, which had seor is leaven was soaking in it, and there was shemen zayis, it was olive oil and salt. Omar barav ashi amar mishcha da avazo begadfa da avazo. It was this type of goose fat that was smeared over with a feather. Rashi says in mishcha da avazo begadfa da arzo shemen avazo hamochi beur, right? Usakason al yede echod mi kanfe havaz al shinav mi bachutz. So he like smeared this over, used a feather from the goose, and used that to smear on his gums. Amar Abaye, on avdi kulhu v'lo itasiyai. Abaye said, I did all these things and I wasn't healed by it. Ad amli hahu tayo, there was an Arab who gave me the answer. I say kashyosa de zesa to mali tilsa. You have to take olive seeds that are less than 1/3 ripe. Ukalanhu amaru da chadadato v'dovik be the dori. So you have to burn them on a fire on top of a new hoe, right? And you stick them along the your gums. Havihochi v'itase. I did this and I was cured. So it's just a kedai to point out, using the types of refu that are mentioned in Shas. The Maharil and others discussed that they do work. One teretz is a nishtan hateva, so therefore these things don't work. But another mahalach is to say, no, these types of refuah actually work, but you have to have a way of making sure you're doing it accurately. You know, ish mi peish, who actually saw these things done and knows how to implement them, but we don't have that anymore. So it's not pshat that these types of refuahs don't work. They do work, we just don't know how to correctly implement it. But nevertheless, we do not practice medicine as described here in the Shas. Okay, so now the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan asked, he wanted to get help from this Matronisa. So Gemara asked, 1 second, Rabbi Yochanan, hechi ovid hochi, how could you do that, right? V'homa rabba barbar chana, omer Rabbi Yochanan, komake shemachal nale es ha-shabes, ein misrapin mehen. Any type of disease or injury where there's a concern that you would be mechal Shabbos in order to get healed, you're not allowed to have a goy heal you. No, so when it says Adam Choshuv Shiny, no, because a person like Rabbi Yochanan is different because the Goyim wouldn't dare to try to kill him. If that really true that the Chilik is whether it's an Adam Choshuv enough, v'ha Rabbi Avahu the Adam Choshuv have it. Rabbi Avahu was an Adam Choshuv. Excuse me, Adam Choshuv. Uramole Yaakov Minoy Sama Ashake, right? And this was this Yaakov the Min, the Talmud of Ogso Ha'ish. He put a type of salve, like a potion, a sam on his shoke, on his leg, and it was a poison. Ve'ilo Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi delachakuhu v'shake, right? If Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi hadn't like licked the leg to get off the poison, then paskil shake would have had to been amputated. So you see that this min did try to kill Rabbi Avahu. Rabbi Avahu was an odam choshev, right? This is the person who was a Talmud that we mentioned several times throughout already in the Masechta. So the Rabbi Yochanan roife mumchehave. No, the healer, the doctor that Rabbi Yochanan went to was a mumche, right? And she didn't want to mess up her reputation by going to him. The Rambam brings us down. Whoops. The Rambam brings us in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Yud Beis, Holachates. Right? Also, the koch refua min ha'ovei kochavim, ele'im kein, is yaishu mimenu shi'echia. They totally have given up hope on the guy. For also, raposo min ha'bikoris, you can't get healed from a heretic. Afa pishin, is yaishu mimenu shem yimshchu acharov. Maybe you're going to be drawn after him. Tosa speaks out, this is on the bottom of yesterday's daf and chavzayin and beiz. Tosa speaks out that's when the concern of the prince is going to be drawn after the avodah zarah, that's such an kochos of tumor, whatever it was, that when it comes directly from the item itself. If it's a life or death situation, also likach imen, you can't get it from the chol makash mechal malas Shabbos ain misrapin mehen. Any type of seriousness, you're not allowed to have them heal you. So he says, no, he was a rofe mumcha here, so that's why it was allowed. I mean, they're not going to jeopardize the reputation by trying to kill him, right? Derbi Avahu nami rofe mumcha have it. One second, the case of Yahu was also an expert doctor. He was a mumch over there, so you can't tell me that's the chiluk, right? It can't be. So no, shine Ravahu's case was different. The mokim bey minei benafshaihu, right? Because they themselves, the minim, had a certain svara, like by Shimshon. We know the story with Shimshon that he was the nozer, and that's where his koach came from. And at the end, his wife deceived him, and she convinced him three times. He tells her a fake story, and he starts crying, and she's making his life miserable, and he gives in. He tells her that he's really a nozer, so that he loses his koach. And at the end, when he's tied up to the plishtim, he says, Tomos nafshi im haplishtim, that he's going to die, he's going to do himself in, but at least he's going to. The Navi, we had this in last week's Nach Yomi, the Navi says that... And he killed more people with that nice with collapsing the pillars than he did throughout all the other times he'd attacked the plishtim. But over here it means that these apikorsim, they're willing to risk their lives in order to hurt the Jews, because their own they have these disputes. But the chiluk is goy, they're not going to jeopardize their own reputation for that purpose. Therefore, that's why it was mutter for Rabbi Yochanan to be treated by this matron Yisa. Okay, now again, the Gemara is going to give a lot of. Medical advice. Amar Shmuel, hi pedato. These type of gash that's caused by a sword, sakanta. That's a real sakana right there. And therefore, mechal malas Shabbos. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. You can have Shabbos in order to get treatment. My asuso. So what is the remedy for it? Le mifsak dama, to get the dam to stop. Tach le bechala, right? You have to eat this cress, right? La asuke. To get it to come out, girda de yavla v'girda de asna. If they had this type of yavla scrapping, these thorn bush scrappings, oh nikra mi kilkalto. You have this type of worms made of trash. Rashi explains that there's like these worms that the chickens eat that's from the garbage, or it means like excrement that's found in a garbage. That's what Rabbeinu Chanan learns. Again, we don't really have such an expertise in these things nowadays. Omer of Safra, high inbeso, this type of grape-like boils. Parvanka de Malacha de Mosohi. This is the forerunner. It's a guide, or it's like a messenger. It's an oncoming simon of the Malacha Mavis, right? That it comes before a person is about to die. So my asuso. So what's the? How do you heal yourself from this? Is so tigna beduvsha o karpaso betilio. You have to use a tigna. Plant that's soaked in honey, or parsley that's soaked in wine. Adahachi, while the plants are adahachi v'hachi, as they're still soaking, leise inbiso basmine, you bring a grape that's of the same type, v'ni gan dar ilavoy, and you smear it on the boil. Chivarte lechivarte, a white one for a white boil, v'ukamto l'ukamti, and a dark grape for a black boil. Omarava. High simta, this type of simta, parvanka de ishta he. This is the type of it's a forerunner. It's going to lead to a fever. Maya susa. So what's the healing for this? Limche shitin iskutle. You have to snap your fingers 60 times. You know, you click your fingers on the boil itself. Velikre shesiv arv. And then you cut it shesiv arv vertically and horizontally. Right? Vahani mili delo chiva reshe. This only applies when the head of it has not yet turned white. Aval chiva reshe, once it's turned white, leislam boas. Then there's no problem with it. It's like a pus or something that it's already removed itself from the body, so to speak. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov Chosh Bepike, now on the top of Amud Beis. Rabbi Yaakov, he had this Pike or hemorrhoids. So the Gemara says, Ori le Rabbi Ami, Va'amri le Rav Asi Ori le. It's a discussion as to who got them. Le se Shav Beini Ahala Tolona. Let him bring 7 seeds of this ice plant, right? Vitsayale Vechalala Deve Savara, and put them on the Beit Savara, the neck probably cut out from the talus, right? To make a hole in it, like the one it has in the beginning of Makos, thing, Daf Gimel, beginning of Daf Dalad, right? About opening this up, cutting the opening for that. That's called the Beis Tzavar, right? The Lichrich Ilave Nira Barka. You should wrap a piece of hair around it. The Tamish Le Benatfa Chivara. And they're going to dip this into like a white nap, it was called. The Likle Vador Le Ilavoi. And you're going to burn it, you're going to spread it all out. And in the meantime, while this is all happening, leise kashiosa da asna, you should bring a kernel of this asna fruit, right? The leinach pika lahade pika, and you should put that crevice against his own crevice, meaning the opening in the anus. Vahani mile pika ilo. This is when it's on the upper part, the outer edge. That's going to be treated with this type of fruit plant. Pika tatoamai. But what do you do if it's in the lower part? Meaning it's the hemorrhoids are deeper inside the rectum. So let's say tarba ditzfirto, velo ipatach. You should bring the fat of a goat that literally velo ipatach means it hasn't been opened, it never gave birth. Velifshar velishde be, and then you melt it and you apply that to the affected area. Ve'ilo, and if that's not possible to do. So then the different nitsa is leise tlas tarfa kora de miyavshi betula. You should bring 3 pumpkin leaves that were dried up. Likle v'livadar ilave, and then you burn them up, right? And you spread them around. V'ilav, if you can't do that one, leise mashkede chelzone. You should bring these snail shells instead. V'ilav, that's not possible. Maise mashach kira. You bring this type of oil that's mixed in with kira's wax. Velin coat beshachet kte de kitona bekaite. You should smear it upon the think of a flax, right? And if that's something you're doing in the summertime, vida amar gufna besivso. And if you're going, or you're doing it in the wintertime, then you put it on cotton, and then you put that on the irritated area where the hemorrhoids are. Rabbi Avahu chash beudne. So Rabbi Avahu had a chash, had pain in his udne, is his ear. Or relay Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan gave him advice. V'armilei Beit Midrasha. Some say it was the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash. The Rabbanim gave him an eitz as to how he should heal it. My orilei. So what did they tell him? So ki had Amar Abaye. They told him to do the same thing that Abaye said. Amrli aim. So Abaye was not raised by his parents, but he affectionately called the woman who did raise him, he called her aim. So aim said to me, lo ivra kulyaso ella l'udna. The kidneys are only created for the ear, which means that the kidneys can do something that's very beneficial for the ear. For Amar Rava, and Rava said, Amrli min yumi asya. Min yumi, the doctor said to me, Kulhu shakye shakyainu kashu l'udna levar mimaya de kulyasa. All types of liquids are bad for the ear except for the fluid that comes from the kidneys. So therefore, Rabbi Avahu said, Laise kulyasa devarcha karcha. You should bring the kidneys of a baruch karach is a koreach, bald goat. V'likre shesiv erev, v'leinach amalala denura. You should cut it vertically and horizontally, and then you put it upon these dimming types of coals. V'hanhu maye denafke mine, for then the liquid that's going to come out from this, lish dinhu beudnaya. That's what you put onto his ear. Lo krire velo chamime ele pshure. It shouldn't be too cold. It shouldn't be too hot. It should be like pshurin. It should be lukewarm, normal. Like in Sanhedrin, we had pshur means like a compromise, but here pshur is means a type of it's a compromise. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. Ilo, and if that doesn't work, so then laise tarba de chipushta gam lonisa. You should bring the fat of a large beetle, velifshar velishdei bay, and then you're gonna melt that down and put it on the ear. Vila, you can't do that. Lemalye leudne mishcha. You should fill the ear with oil. Vilavid shab silosa daas. Safta. So asafta is alfalfa. You should put 7 wicks made of alfalfa. The lese shufsoa de tuma. You should bring these dried garlic, right? The lese barko bechad reisha. The lisne behu nura. You're going to tie these little wicks with a strip of hair at one end, then you're going to put it on fire. You're going to light them up, right? The idach, and then on the other end of each wick that's in his hair, right? Reisha moisva beudna, the leise udne lehado nura, and then you're going to light the other end of the wick, all right? That's near it. So the Gemara gives a good eitzah now. And by the way, while you're doing this thing of burning these wicks in the person's ear, yizdahir miziko. You have to be very careful of wind, right? Because that could harm the person. Vinishko chada unanach chada. You should take one and then take it out and then replace it with the next one until you go through all 7 of these wicks. Okay. Lishna Achrina, a different version of what exactly you do to heal this type of pain in the ear. Ilah, if you can't bring what we've said so far, Lese Shapsi Losa Bikra Vishayif Le Mishcha Das Pasta. Again, you bring 7 types of wicks of these types of wax, and you're going to smear them with this Mishcha oil from the alfalfa. V'naisei chad reisha benura v'chad reisha beudne. One end you're going to put in the ear, and you take off the other end. V'nishkol chada v'nach chada. You take one at a time, we said. V'yizdahir mizik. And again, you have to be careful of wind, of a draft. V'ilo, and if you can't do this, laisei udra. Denada v'lo mishkaf denachba. You should bring up parts of, this is fiber that wasn't, it was dry, but wasn't yet combed out and finished. You're going to put it in his ear, opposite the flame. Again, you have to be careful for the wind. And you can't do that. So, gubto de kanyo, atika barmea, milcha glal niso. You're going to bring a tub of this, like the reed that's 100 years old, right? It's been detached from the ground for a century, right? The likle, the lead back, and you're going to Dekanya into the barmeya shini, right? It's been there for 100 years. The limleche, you're gonna salt it up, milcha the galina, you're gonna rub it on like on a salt stick, and then you're gonna burn that, right? Velikle lidvik, and then you're gonna be dovik it, you're gonna have it attached to that. The simonach and the simon to remember these types of things, because there's 2 types of earaches. There's a moist type of earache and there's a dry type of earache. So it's going to be the opposite is going to cure them. Retiva liaveshta. If you have you're going to need a moist type of remedy for a dry type of illness. Viaveshta liretiva. And you're going to need a dry type of cure for a liquidy type of fluid affliction. Okay, so again, it's a long discussion about the different types of AIDS. And again, we don't do this nowadays, but if we wouldn't know how to properly carry these out, then it would work. Okay. Now we're going to go back to talking about getting refu on Shabbos. Malin oznayim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to raise the ears on Shabbos. It means you can reset a dislocated jaw. Tani Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda b'yad avalo b'sam. You could do this manually, but not by using medicine. Yikida Amri, some say differently, b'sam avalo b'yad, the opposite. You could do it with medicine, but you can't use your actual hand. My time. What's the reason that you're not allowed to use your hands to manually raise up the person's jaw? So the Gemara says, "Mizrif zarif." You might come to injure the person, right? And that would be an isur d'oraisa. whereas the Issa of Rafu is only on a Durabonin. Amar Rav Zutra Bartuvio Amar Rav Ein Shemardo. If you have an eye that was Morida, I mean Morida is rebelling, right? So you had an eye that rebelled. It means it pops out of its socket. So Mutter Lechochelah B'Shabbos. You're allowed to put this type of blue eye shadow on Shabbos. Sovimnes, they thought this meant to mean Hanimilihu de Shakochi Samani Me Esmo, then you'd already ground it up on Erev Shabbos. Ava Mishchag B'Shabbos Vasuye Derech Rishus Arabim Lo. But if you wanted to grind it on Shabbos and carry it through Rishus Arabim, obviously there's no Erev. They thought that you would not be allowed to do that because that's a Chilo Shabbos. So Amale, Hume Rabon and Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, Lididi Mefarshe Mine de Rav Yehuda. I was said over the correct Pshat what Rav Yehuda meant. Afilu mishkak b'Shabbos, right? Even if you need to grind it up on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. La suye derech reshus harabim mutter. You're going to bring it through reshus harabim. That's also mutter. Rav Yehuda shar lemichal ein b'Shabbos. Rav Yehuda allowed someone to put on this kohl, this blue type of eyeshadow on Shabbos as a refuah purpose. Not talking about stam makeup. So Amalahu Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Man Sayis Lehuda Mechil Shabe. Who holds from this that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? L'sof Chash Be'enai. So only Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda himself had this pain in his eye. Shlalach Lei. So he sent the Shaila to Rav Yehuda. Shari O Osir. Is it allowed for me to treat my eye or is it Osir? So Shalach Lei. So Rav Yehuda sent back to him. L'chule Alma Shari. For everybody else, it's allowed. However, L'didach Osir. But for you, it's going to be Osir because you rejected it, right? So you can't rely upon this now in a time of need. So everybody else has a heter except for you. Vechi mididoihu, right? But one second, was this really my own pshat, says Rabbi Yehuda? De Mar Shmuelhi, this is really the psak of Mar Shmuel, right? As you have the following maysa. Hahi amso dehavye be Mar Shmuel de kadcho lo eina b'shabso. There was a certain woman, like a maid servant who worked in the house of Mar Shmuel, and her eye became infected on Shabbos. Tzavcha v'leika ashkechba. She's screaming out, and no one's paying any attention to her. Poka ina, so her eye popped out of its socket. L'mocha nafek Mar Shmuel v'dorish. And the very next day, Mar Shmuel went out and gave a drosha. Ayin shemarda, you had this type of rebelling eye, meaning, I guess the word is called rebelling eye, I'm assuming because it doesn't stay where it's supposed to, doesn't stay in its proper place. Mutar l'chocho lo b'Shabbos, and you're allowed to do this kol for it on Shabbos. My time, what's the reason? L'shirayne de'ena be'uvarta. Duvarto the libatalu, because there's a special type of tendon of the eye that connects to the heart. I remember very fondly hearing a shir from Rabbi Beryl Bell, 1994, in a summer learning program, and he was quoting this Gemara. I guess he was saying that in a different context. They were just giving a lecture to doctors, and one of them was so mispoiled. They were Jewish doctors. I don't think they had any real connection yet to Torah mitzvahs. And when he heard this line, there's a certain tendon in the eye that connects to the heart. He said, "How did the Gemara know that? How did the Gemara know that?" I don't think he was learning Daf Yomi, Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Ches, but he was so mispoiled from the void that he started that really. That was like a turning point for him. He started to realize, wow, these rabbis really know what they're talking about. So I think that's a raya. In other words, when the Chazal discussed the medicine, it's not sure modern science knows better than the Chazal did. No, but they understood exactly what they were talking about. These are real inyanim. Okay, we'll go a little bit weiter. Kigon Mai. So what's the example of a eye treatment that has your life depends on it? Amar Rav Yehuda Kigon Rira. Rira is a type of discharge. Ditzo Dama, Dimaso, Vikidcho, Usechilas, Uchla. If there's a prickling, there's blood coming out of the eye, if the eye is tearing, there's an inflammation, there's a type of infection that's happening. Lafuki sof uchla upatsu che eina delo. But there's coming to talk about the opening of the eye, which is just going to really, it's going to give better eyesight. So that's not life threatening. You're not allowed to do that type of things on Shabbos, but the other types of eye illnesses you are allowed to. Omer of Yehuda Zibura, right? If you have a that's a hornet, uda charzle silva, a prick of a thorn, simto, a type of abscess, uda chayv le eno, you have an eye ache, but also ilave ishta, or you have a type of fever that's happening to a person, right? Or you're in a bathhouse, kulhu be b'nei sakanta. All these things are based on b'nei sakanta. This is a life or death situation, right? Chama lechama v'silka letzina. Eating a radish is good for a fever. Eating beets, silka, we remember from the Simon on Rosh Hashanah, those are good for the chills. But the opposite, v'chilufa sakanta. But if you flip it, you eat a radish when you have chills, you have beets when you have a fever, that's a sakana. Don't do that. Chamim la'ak rabba. Eat hot foods, that's good for if a scorpion gets the person. Ukrire lizibura, and cold foods are good for a hornet sting. Vichilufa sakanta, but if you flip that, then that's dangerous. Chamimi la silva ukrire la champaniso vichilufa sakanta. So again, more eights over here that hot water is good for a thorn that's in your skin, and cold water is good for like type of a facial wound, but the opposite is danger, right? And on top of a chaptes, chala lesibure umi nune leta'aniso. Vinegar is good after you've done bloodletting, and the small fish, herring, I don't know, small fish, something like that, is good for a person who just finished their tainis, their fast. V'chilufa sakanta, but the opposite is dangerous. Tachle v'sibura sakanta. If you eat cress and then you have the bloodletting, that's a danger, right? Ishta v'sibura, if you had a fever and then you do the bloodletting, sakanta, that's also a danger. Ko'iv eina v'sibure, if you had a pain in your eye and then you do the bloodletting, sakanta, that's also a danger. So that sheni ledag dam, if you have 2 days after eating fish, then you could do the bloodletting. Sheni ledam dog, and 2 days after doing the bloodletting, you can eat your fish. Shlishi lo, on the third day after giving blood, doing the bloodletting, or eating fish and then giving the bloodletting 3 days after that, sakanta. Those would be a danger for us. So we obviously know that there is a mitzvah deraisa of a nishmartim odes nafsho seichem, right? They tell the story that I forget who it was. I'm blanking on the name. But Lamaisa, they used to say this pasuk when they would buckle up their seatbelt in the car because of the importance that the Torah puts on our health. So you see, you can elevate such mundane acts as simply buckling up when you get in the car. All these things can be a kiyum of a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, we'll stop here for today.